Sister Mary Joseph serves lunch in Avila. Fierce Mother Teresa and quiet Juan, her much younger but equally powerful protege, can't stop themselves from levitating like thousand-layer cakes raised by inner fires when they talk of God. Bearing trays of steaming sancocho, I glimpse them on my way to the refectory, where, as usual, they'll be late for the meal, but perhaps in time for flan. We sisters all have visions here, but only those two hang suspended, inches off the chapel floor, float light and open as plastic sandwich bags, able to hold God's yeasty thoughts, yet overstuffed as swans weigh, with secrets that, like Marcel, they can't help spilling in a big mess on the tiles, invisible dust and crumbs we can't sweep away from dark interiors through which Jews are pushing up. Teresa and Juan's sandaled feet rest on misty shoulders of his padre, her abuelo, and other past and future family members bearing books, pens, and cans of sauerkraut. Come to share today's midrash, ready to lift these two converso mystics through the roof.